Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Melissa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach Melissa. How are you today?
I am fantastic, Coach Cassandra, and excited about our show today and our awesome guests. And, oh, my God, this is great, great, great. I am ready to rock and roll.
I am too. I want to say good morning to all of our All About Entrepreneurs listeners. Thank you for being on the show from all over America. Yes, we have a word of encouragement, insight, tips, and strategies for you. And so we're so glad you're tuned in. And don't forget to check us out on hashtag AAE Show, because we would love to hear from you, would love your comments, love your thoughts, any questions, and of course we'd love to always talk to you live on the shows if you don't mind speaking forward. But yeah, this is great. I just read an awesome quote from Sarah Jakes, and she says, until you believe you deserve better, you always settle for just happy. She said, growth doesn't always feel good, but there's a lesson in every struggle, because there is purpose in your pain. I'm telling you, there's, you know, our guest is going to talk about that because she's got some experience. She's had some situations in life that she has had to overcome, as we all have. And so I'm going to be excited to get her on today. But, Coach, tell us about the teleshow that's coming up.
All right. Teleshow is the powerful Power Up Your Possibility teleshow that happens Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you need to get on that teleshow. Basically, you just call in the number, and I'll give you the number a little later toward the end of the show. I'll give out the number and the access code. Also, to let you know, you can go on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and you can get the advertisement, or you can get it on mycsn.org, mycsn.org. That's one of our, you know, sponsors and partnership ventures with MyCSN, the Christian Social Network. They are the Christian My Facebook. So you got to get your page. If you don't have a page, go out there, sign up your page, and do have your little routine. When you sign into Facebook, sign into MyCSN. Connect with people around the world and promote your Christian ministries, your books, your businesses, your products, your services, your mentoring, your coaching, your training, whatever you're doing, you can promote it there on your face, connect with friends, share. share your life with others and share your experiences and connect with people all over the world from a Christian perspective. Now, of course, it's just for Christians, but they want to know, they want you to know that's their, you know, vision. That's the vision of the owner, David Knight. So we appreciate David and all he's done for us. And, again, we can't thank our awesome co-host enough for bringing him to us because he's been such a blessing to the AAE show and Power Up Your Possibilities. So back to Power Up Your Possibilities. That is a powerful place where some of the greatest thought leaders in the world come online and talk to you about how you can tap into the many possibilities for you to be a success and achieve your goals in life and to reach and sustain your fullest potential. And I had to throw in that sustaining piece because many people, they ascend into great potential only to run into different distractions and get off course. But they're not only going to teach you how to attain, but how to sustain. Also, in these teleshows, this is powerful. And I know it sounds like you're probably waiting for me to tell you some big price tag for you to attend. No, it's absolutely free. Free of charge. It's Coach Cassandra and myself. It's our free gift to you. We assemble these great minds to come, and they are willing to come because they also know the power in giving back and pouring out and paying it forward. And when you hear their stories, many people have also done it for them. When are you going to tune? Tuesday? That's correct. Tuesday.
Yes.
April the 29th. Put it on your calendar. You've seen the flyer come around. You'll see the flyer come around again. We have a Facebook page for you, to event page. You can say you're joining the event, and that way you'll get updates and you'll be reminded. But don't worry, we'll remind you, because on that day, we want your day to be super, and we want you to be able to power it up. So, Cassandra, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to time we got four. The first one we did last month, we had five powerhouses. This month, we have four. We have Michael Gray, a U.S. Congress person's aide. He's aide to Congressman Donald Payne Jr., right here from Newark, New Jersey. That's with Congressman Payne. He is over many of the counties here in New Jersey. Awesome man. His father was congressman for many, many years, Donald Payne Sr. Donald Payne was, you know, chaired many committees, met with various presidents, Clinton, Bush, and, of course, President Obama. He was an awesome, awesome man. His son ran for the office and got elected. So we are very excited. And Michael Gray is one of his chief aides, travels with him all over the world. He is one of our speakers. Also, we have Marianne Kochet, powerful, dynamic woman who was a corporate trainer way before they started using the phrase coach. She was doing this for one of the largest corporations in the world, AT&T. Many of you have heard of AT&T. You know of them. They're still around. She was with them way back when, a college professor. She was my college professor back in 2000 and something at Fairleigh Dickinson, and I still work with her. She's an author now. She has a powerful book, From Power to Perception, and she's going to be one of our guests. She has a powerful testimony. I want to tell you, she can talk a little bit about it. Then we have Donye Hoffman. Donye Hoffman travels all over the world. She has a women's organization where she helps women who are down on their luck. And she raises them up through a powerful program that she calls Lavender and Lace. She pampers these women. She takes them on a retreat. She goes out and finds all this great money, takes them to New York City, to one of the finest spas you can find in the United States. Awesome. She takes these women there, and then she puts them through 16 weeks of training, and she's very demanding. They have to show up. They have to be on time. They have to be on point. And I got a pleasure of meeting her while I was one of her instructors for her program. She is phenomenal. She also was written up in the paper because of the many people that she housed and fed when Hurricane Katrina happened back in 2006. She got people from who were displaced and homeless because of that. She took them into her house. And let's see, she's done so many other things. She's awesome. That's Donye Hoffman. And she had her first business when she was like 22. She had a furniture store. So she's very successful. She's been in business many, many years. The other person that's coming on is Steve Farber. Steve Farber is one of the nation's number one spokespersons and thought leaders and on leadership empowerment. He leads a big institute that brings thousands of people together. Phenomenal. So these are our four people for Tuesday night. Set your clocks. You don't want to miss it. Back to you, Cassandra.
Wow. I am definitely going to be there, Coach Lalisa. What a power-packed lineup. I can hardly wait. Woohoo! So, folks, you make sure you tune in. If you haven't seen the flyer, go to my page, Cassandra McKissack. If you also can go to Coach Lalisa's page and see it. And you can also, I think those are the two main places to go see it, at least on Facebook. And we've got it in some other locations if you would go to some of the other social networks. But we want to see you there, okay? Listen, we have a great lineup, an awesome speaker. Her name is Simone Yancey. Simone lives in St. Louis with her husband and children at this time. She is an author. She is a minister at her church. She has a woman's ministry and recently had a phenomenal awards ceremony and networking event. She is a businesswoman. She loves the Lord. And she has an awesome pastor right there in St. Louis, St. Charles specifically, the Ark of Safety, and she wrote a book called From Defeat to Victory. She does so much more, and I am going to introduce to you Simone Yancey. Welcome, Simone.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach Cassandra and Lisa. Thank you for having me this morning.
Yes. We're both life coaches, and Coach Lalisa is the power coach, and I am the possibility coach, so we're going to both take turns talking to you, Simone. Simone, listen, how is it that you started writing a book? How did that come about?
Honestly, God specifically told me to write that book. I never said that I want to write a book or anything like that, although I am a reader. But as I was going through my own journey with God, he specifically told me during a fast to write a book. And that's really how it came about, and the journey started from there.
Well, give us an overview. What is this book about?
From Defeat to Victory, The Process of Purging and Purification, it's not really an autobiography. It's really, but although I do share a lot of my own personal life experiences in the book, it is a tool for women, particularly believers, women that know God, although anyone can gain from the book. But it's really geared towards women that are believers, that seeking deliverance, seeking freedom in Christ. It meets and ministers to anyone desiring a closer relationship with God. It's my process of purging and purification, purging and purification in my relationship, finances, job. It hits every area of life. If you're looking to grow in Christ, I guarantee the From Defeat to Victory can help you in your walk with God. It's so, I get many reviews. You can go on Amazon, check out my reviews, reviews on Facebook, and it amazes me because it really is a teaching tool for women. And God specifically told me that it is a tool, a teaching tool. So if you're seeking to go higher, to mature in Christ, then I encourage you to purchase that book, From Defeat to Victory.
Wow, wow. Now, how is it that this particular topic came up that you needed to write about purging and purification? How did that occur?
Okay, how it happened, when I started to write the book, I had no idea what the title would be. You know, God did tell me that it was a book for believing women, and I had several topics in the beginning, Victory for Believing Women, different topics I had. Once I finished the book, it all became clear to me that it was my story of defeat to victory. I wasn't in the church my whole life, so I gave my life to God. I got saved around 20. I'm 35 now. I got saved around 20 and still never really lived a Christian life, but I was saved. And about around in 2007 is when I rededicated my life to God, and at that moment I made a decision to really live for God, to go through everything I needed to go through in order to gain victory in my life. So it was as I was going through my own journey, and I realized when I was finished, it was my story of defeat to victory in every area of my life. That book covers 7 chapters. Victory over your flesh, victory over your spiritual walk, victory over your daily walk, victory over your relationships, victory over your home, victory over your job, victory over your finances. Those are the chapters. So I'm not saying that I've mastered every chapter, but those are the chapters and things that I dealt with in my own journey and things that I'm still dealing with. So God let me know this is your story of defeat to victory, my story to be shared. Actually, the process of purging and purification, the young lady that helped me with the cover of the book, as she done that, she kind of added that on the book. And I said, wow, that's what it is, the process of purging and purification. So I don't take any credit for that. I thank God for using the vessel that he used, because when I read it, it did hit my spirit. I knew that it was God.
Praise God. Wow. What an awesome journey. What an awesome journey. Now, you said that you do share some of your own life. What kind of difficult situation did you have to overcome? I believe there's some things you went through as a child dealing with some abuses. Can you share a little bit with our audience what occurred?
Sure.
And how you God has given you the victory over that.
Okay, sure. My story is not a story of abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse. That's not my story. I came from a stable home. It wasn't a Christian home, although my parents are saved today, praise God. But I came from good parents. But I look at my life, and I just went through so many just foolish things, but I know now that God allowed me to go through those things to help someone. But the main thing for me, and I believe with a lot of women, is after salvation. What do we do after salvation when we are in situations with men, particularly boyfriends, baby daddies? What do we do? 9 times out of 10, we're living with these men. You know, we know I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in shacking up, premarital sex. I don't believe in any of those things. Unfortunately, most of us are in that situation or have been in that situation. For me, I got rededicated. I had 2 small children by my, at the time, boyfriend. He's my husband now, praise God. But had 2 small children, had given my life over. And after salvation, you leave the altar and you really go back to reality. Yes, we are new creatures in Christ, but we still have reality waiting on us at home. So my reality was my kid's father that I'm living with, not saved. What do you do? You know, so for me, and I thank God, that God gave me the grace to say, okay, this is not what I want, I immediately came out of the situation. I take no credit for that. I don't expect for any other women to do it as quickly as I did, because I know that's the grace that God gave me. But he's also allowed me to do that to let other women know that it is possible and you can do it. I got out of the situation, had to move back home with my parents. That wasn't easy. Two babies, hadn't been home since I was 18. But I did that because it was a faith walk for me, and something in my spirit was telling me that I needed to do that. And I did it. Eventually, my kid's father saw how serious I was in my walk. Eventually, it compelled him to come in. We went through pre-engagement counseling with my pastor. He joined the church. He's saved. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not perfect, but the marriage is God-ordained. God put his stamp of approval on it. We went through almost 9 months of celibacy before marriage with two kids. That was definitely a God thing for us. Amen. That's just one of my stories.
Wow. Wow, that is absolutely awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Well, tell us about your women's ministry. How did that come about, and how did you become involved if you're, you know, wanting to get involved or come to your events?
Amen. So Christian Women Walking in Victory is my women's ministry. We are a nonprofit organization, and everything in my life right now I can say I give God all the credit for is obedience. If we understood how obedience opened up doors, obedience brings blessings, that is the truest statement ever. Once I was obedient in writing my book, From Defeat to Victory, and I'm telling you, it wasn't easy trying to stand up right before God and walk through. It wasn't easy. I went through a period of being by myself a long time. Just meeting, and I say alone, but not lonely, because God was with me, but just the whole process of letting go of relationships, letting go of friendships, not going here, not going there. So I went through this period of a long time with God, and as I wrote that book, I published my book in June 2013, but I finished it a year prior to that. And when I finished the book, you know, I thought I was going to start book signings and things like that, and God said no. And he had me to put the book on the back burner, and I'm like, okay, put it on the back burner. So out of obedience at this point, I believe my obedience through my situation with my husband, when we just the whole separating thing, I believe when God calls us to be obedient to something, he's really trying to see if he can trust us. So I believe God knew that he can trust that I wasn't going to move forward with that book at that time, because I proved faithful to him before. So I did move forward because I was trying to be in his timing. I placed the book on the back burner, and I had no idea that through this book, through my obedience with this book, he was actually giving birth through me with Christian Women Walking in Victory. And I say this plenty of times, God actually gave birth through me with this ministry, because it absolutely do not belong to me. It belongs to God. And those that know me that are connected with me, I'm so serious about this particular baby, Christian Women Walking in Victory, because I believe in women. I believe in women and their victory. I'm excited, and I love to help women to walk in victory. So that came about, and the whole vision of Christian Women Walking in Victory is for women to reach full spiritual maturity so that they may gain victory in every area of life. As women, the women that are part, you know, we won't necessarily gain a victory in every area. It's easy for everybody. I may be strong in this, you may be strong with that. So it's just the coming together, helping one another, sharpening iron. And the whole mission is to seek and save those that are lost. And what God showed me is we have so many people that whose heart we really want to help people, but until you are really delivered, you can't really help to the the degree that God wants us to help, because he said it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. And the anointing comes after we have been delivered, healed, and set free ourselves. Then we go back. Then we help somebody else. So that's really a little bit of what Christian Women Walking in Victory, spiritual growth, helping. We serve in the community. We have different workshops. We have our conference every year. We have our Women's Expo every year. This is coming up. October will be our third annual expo. That's always a success. You'll see pictures and things like that coming up with that shortly on Facebook, because we are preparing for that now. October, the third week of October, is when we have our annual Women's Business Expo, and it's always so awesome. God blows me away every time.
Awesome, awesome. I'm definitely looking to be a part of that awesome, awesome event. And Coach Lalisa, she's the main spearhead for the Women's Entrepreneur event that will be coming up in August. So we're looking forward to Coach putting a back flyer out soon. And listen, how can people contact you? Give us your contact info, please.
I'm on Facebook. I have an author's page, Author Simone Yancey. My personal page is Simone Yancey. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Simone Yancey. I am on Twitter. You can Twitter me at Simone Yancey, at Author Simone Y on Twitter. You can find Christian Women Walking in Victory on Facebook under Christian Women Walking in Victory. So if you find one of those, you can find us all. Find them all. Amen.
Okay, well, listen, spell your name, because you said it kind of quickly and people may not have heard you clearly. Okay. Spell Simone and Yancey, please.
Okay. You can, on my public page is Author, A-U-T-H-O-R, Author Simone, S-A-M-O-N-E, Yancey is my last name, Y-A-N-C-Y.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, yes, yes. We wanted to make sure people had the correct spelling. We want them to be able to find you. And so, yes, make sure you check out Simone Yancey. She is our speaker on today, and we're so glad that you're an awesome woman of God. What are tell us one or two of your favorite scriptures. What are they, or what are some of the ones you kind of like to look to? You're kind of known for. You have a couple of them you want to share with the audience?
Yes, I can share. For me, when I first got started doing everything I do, I don't have degrees. I graduated high school, but I don't have degrees or anything like that. I felt so inadequate. I felt like I wasn't capable of doing all that God was calling me to do, so I just felt so inadequate. You know, I don't have these degrees. I didn't go to school for this. I didn't go to school for that. And he gave me a scripture, that just helped me years ago, and it still helps me to this day. And it's 1 John 2:27. And 1 John 2:27, as for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And that speaks volume to me. And it lets me know that as long as I remain in him, it's him that is doing the teaching through me. So I can do nothing without him, absolutely nothing. And every day I say, Lord, if you don't do it, it can't be done. I say it all day long. If you don't do it, it can't be done. And I'm just a firm believer in that. I can do nothing. Nothing can I do without God and his anointing. And that's my very, very favorite scripture. I have a few other scriptures, but I say besides that one, would probably be what could be another favorite. He works all things out for my good. Everything. God works everything out for our good. And even you said in the beginning when you were talking about the Sarah Jakes maybe. But you said something about there's purpose in your pain.
Oh,
and
yes,
growth
yes.
comes with pain, you know, but it all works out for the good of them that are called
yeah.
according to his purpose. It all works out. And that's the encouragement of my book is to let you know wherever you are, it all works out for your good. Everything, the good, the bad, we make mistakes along the way. You know, we make bad decisions on the way. But God knows he don't expect for us to be perfect. You know, we can only be perfect in Christ. We can only strive for perfection. You know, but at the end of the day, it all works out. When we fail, it all works out. You know, so that's encouragement for me also to know that, okay, this happened, but at the end of the day, God, you have purpose in this.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what? That's what's so good to know. See, I can preach right there, woman of God.
Yes.
Because, you know, God takes what we can feel like is nothing, insignificant, low self-esteem, you name it. We all go through the full gamut of that thing. But, you know, God wants us to know that he can take nothing, or what we consider nothing, because we don't have the degrees. We don't have the $1 million in the bank. We weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouth. But God's like, I don't care about any of that. I want to show you, because really he's showing us what you can become if you will just listen to my voice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bible says, you know, the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart.
Listen. Your heart. Amen.
Listen. Yes, yes, yes. Because God says, I'm up to something. I want to do something. I want to show myself strong in you, because I am the God, hallelujah, of all flesh, of all this stuff that we get tripped up on, we trip over, you know, because we... You know, midnight tripping and dipping and whatever, because, you know, we got the car, we got the man, we got the house, we got the... God, I'm not looking at none of that. You are the masterpiece. You are the one that I want to do a thing in that hasn't been done before, so that I can show you that I can do all things. You know, and as you believe in Christ, he is going to make... You're nothing. It is something beautiful. We are trophies of his grace. We are his masterpiece. So he just doesn't want us to take the glory, you know. I mean, you can have a degree, but don't trip about it. You can have the business. You can have the ministry. But it's as unto him. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. He just doesn't want us to get tripped up because we got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. God says, come to me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so when you said that, you know, I don't have a degree, I want to encourage our listeners, you don't have to have anything. But if you will get up. Get up from that place of do nothing. Get up from that place of despair. Get up from that place of hopelessness. And look unto Christ, the author and finisher. He's the one that wants to finish the good thing that he has begun in us. And see, there are gifts residing down on the inside of us. And if you will entrust that to God, he will bring it to pass. You know, and I'm going to tell you some things that have given me some of the great hopes. I look at sinners who ain't thinking nothing about you, me, or not thinking of nothing about God, but have enough faith. They go out there and become millionaires. They go out there and have enough faith to pick up the phone and call somebody. You know, will you help me? Will you mentor me? They have enough faith to do some research, put one foot in front of the other. And, oh, my God, look at Bill Gates. Now, he may be a Christian today. I don't know. But, you know, when he started out, you know, he certainly wasn't. I mean, look at these folks, you know.
Amen.
Richard Simmons. I mean, it goes on and on. Look at, you know, Beyonce. You know, these folks, not thinking, I mean, I know they claim, some of them now, they claim they believe in God. But, oh, my God, if you say you believe in God and you're doing all that wretchedness, Woo, Jesus.
Man.
It frightens me because I'm praying for a lot of these folks, and I hope you are too. But the point is that God wants to do it in you. And I'm telling you, it is so awesome when we allow God to help us untap that potential down on the inside of you. See, you were born with purpose. You have a dream. You have a vision. And on this show, we want to empower you to go to the next level, to do the next thing. You can do it. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can hit up Coach LaLisa Williams. We will encourage you. We will try to put you in contact with the right folks. We even offer some free 15-minute coaching sessions. We want to help you get started so you can unleash the power that's lying resident, so that you can unleash the potentials to become more and do more. See, I done got started, Coach Melissa. You're going to have to help me out because I am so much enjoying this. Simone, tell us again how we can get a hold of you. I want people to definitely reach out to you and come to your events. You said you are on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am on Facebook again. And first, that scripture is Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work for the good of them that, you know, that love God. Romans 8:28. You can contact me on Facebook, Arthur Simone Yancey, Simone, S-A-M-O-N-E, Yancey, Y-A-N-C-Y. And just a little bit off of what you were just saying, Coach Cassandra,
go ahead.
I can't believe my favorite scripture, the Holy Spirit had to just bring that back to me, Matthew 6:33, and he says that we have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So God wants to add all these things to us, but he wants to get the glory, and that's one thing. God wants to get the glory out of everything. And if we do what God is calling us to do and do what he tells us to do, the things are going to come. You know, it's no need to worry about it. The things are going to come. But our motives have to be right as to why we want things, you know. He wants our motives right. He wants our heart to be right. He wants us, you know, our motives to be pure and our hearts to be pure. So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's a promise. That's his word. So even in my book, I kind of talk about that, and I can't think of exactly where, but somewhere, and I just said, you know, we want to seek the things, and then we want to invite God into the things. But no, that's backwards. You know, we have to seek God first and allow God to add. We can't go and just choose a man and say, oh, God, help me. No, we should have considered God in the beginning. You know, we want to do what we want to do first, and then we want to call God, and then we want to make God out to be a liar and say, well, he didn't come through. No, we didn't go to the master first. He just wants us to come to him first. And I just thank God for the way he turned around my relationship with my kid's father and allowed us to marry. He completely turned that around. We had two kids and went back to me living home, him living somewhere else, going to counseling, dating, no sex. Only God can do that. And we found out that we didn't even know each other, and we had two children. Now, once I came over to God's side, in my mind, once God gave me the revelation, because a lot of us feel like, okay, I have these kids, now this is my husband. No, the kids were born out of wedlock. I was out of the will of God. So now I have to still seek God and say, okay, God, is this the plan that you have for my life? I repented about the children. We don't have to feel bad about that. We repent one time, God, we're sorry, and we move forward. So there's no need to feel bad about having kids out of wedlock. But I still had to seek and ask God, okay, is this who I should marry? Is this who you want me to marry? And I just thank God that he put his stamp of approval on it, because once God approves it, we're not going to always have good days. But we can go back and say, okay, God, you said this thing will work. So that's the encouragement. That's the peace. You know, that's how we get through day to day. But if we don't know what God said about it, there's no peace in it. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's how I live my life. Amen.
Ooh-wee. Now tell us about the women's ministry, and then Coach Luis is going to come in and ask you some questions. How did that women's ministry get started? How was that birth?
Christian Women Walking in Victory. You said how did it get started?
Yes.
Christian Women Walking in Victory got started right after I wrote my book. And somehow, when I think about it, I was thinking about it the other day, but at that moment while I was going through my, you know, when as we go through, we know that people are watching us, right? We know that
right.
We're not just going through by ourselves, but there is someone that's watching you, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, who knows, but somebody is watching as you go through. And for me, that was my accountability. That's how I didn't fall again. That's how I was able to stand up, because God just put this strong feeling inside of me that somebody was watching, and if I mess up, I'm going to mess somebody else up. And that scripture came to life. I didn't even know what it was, but he tells us not to cause someone else to stumble or fall. I didn't even know that scripture at the time. But I had a strong conviction that I didn't want anyone else to fail because of me falling. So at the time I was going through, you know, I had a few women around me. I wasn't necessarily friends with them. They were God connections, and they were watching me, and they were encouraged by my walk. And as I started to talk about Christian Walking in Victory, they just said, oh, wow, I want to be a part of that. So that's how it started. That was the confirmation that I needed, that God was telling me to do this. So at that time, in 2011, October 2011 is when I started it. And at that time, I started with Prayer Line, which we still have. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're closed until May. Every now and then, you know, I have to go and see God. But that information will be on Facebook also. But these women hopped on board, and they were interested in it. So we started with the Prayer Line. At that time, it was Monday through Friday at 6 a.m., the Prayer Line, and I started these live chat calls every Friday, and I still have these conference calls as well. And with that call and how that happened, for me, I want to give women everything that I needed when I was trying to walk up right before God. And those Friday calls came because when you a baby Christian coming into God, and you know you have to renew your mind on Fridays when you in the world. On Fridays, you know, whatever you do, you get your drink, you go out, whatever you do on Fridays in the world. Now you come into the body of Christ, and Friday comes. That's when the enemy really starts to get in your mind. Christianity is boring. You don't want to live like this. You know, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing that. So I started these live chat calls on Friday, and in my mind I said, well, if I can get these women to call in on Friday and encourage them through the weekend, I can at least get them through Sunday. If I get you through Friday, it can last you to Saturday, you can get to Sunday. That was my mind frame. And I'm telling you, awesome, awesome things and deliverance came out of those calls on Friday. I have women that are still connected to me that called in on that Friday. I mean, women that were in abuse with men, and thank God we were able to move this young lady, not even knowing her, but God connected her to me, and she's still connected to me. We moved her, my pastor assistant, because he's very supportive of me and my ministry. We moved her to another apartment. She was in an abusive relationship. You know, just she never went back to it. She got her degree. She was one of the women that we nominated at that event that you came to, Cassandra. So just awesome, real deliverance comes out of this ministry. And I tell everybody that connect, it's not a sisterhood. It's not a girls' clique. It's really about accountability. I believe in accountability. It's about accountability, and it's for women that really want to be delivered. We still have fun, but we are serious about deliverance. Amen.
Amen. Awesome.
Amen. Amen. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. You know, I love women ministries, and I absolutely love the stories, the triumphant stories of overcoming, you know, the tragedies or the setbacks or the trials or just the situations, just the everyday things in our lives. And coming from such a young woman, you know, I think that's very powerful. I think a lot of young people, and not just young people, of course, we know that whatever age you are, your message can reach any age. So I don't want anybody to get that twisted. I'm not saying because you're young, your message is just for young people. But I think that because I do work with a lot of people who are 18, 19, 20, 25, 30 in these age groups that I teach in the colleges, I see it every day, whether it's in the college or whether it's in church, where I've been for some years now. I watch these young people, I study them, and I see how they look for, they love hearing from us, don't get me wrong, those who are like myself in our late 50s. But I've seen them also desire to hear from people around their age group. That's why they're always following their peers sometimes into a lot of foolishness. So anyone who thinks that, you know, if there's no real big, gigantic, humongous need to have a young voice to speak to the younger people, I think that person is missing something, because I see it differently when I'm around these younger people. They crave for the voice of their peers. And it's so sad oftentimes that, you know, some of the people with the younger voice that I've met, some people with the young people who are waiting to begin their speaking careers or their coaching, because they're waiting to later sometimes. And they're missing a whole generation of their peers. Mm-hmm. Many, many people from the prison system to the schoolhouses to the churches, I've tried to convince people, go to your high school, go talk to the, you know, people in your so-and-so-and-so. I usually try to send them to the high school because that's where you can get a large number of students together very quickly and easily, or, you know, or in a church where there's a lot of young people, whatever. But so I'm very happy to know that you are as young as you are. You know, I know you're not 20, but 35 is not so far away from that age group that they won't be able to recognize that you lived through some stuff that they, and I'm not saying it all politically correct as I probably could, but it's just coming off the top of my head, so to speak. But yes, I think that so I celebrate people like you, Simone, and appreciate you, and I just love to encourage people like you too. Because, you know, Tuesday, I went to class. I teach in the college. I teach a lot of first-year students. They're just coming out of high school. And sometimes, you know, they're coming back to school, whatever. But I got to class, and I was all excited, you know, as I am every time I walk into the classroom. I don't ever carry my problems in the classroom with me because I'm there to help the student with their problems. So my problems have to take a back seat when I walk in there, right? But I walked in there, I always walk in there with my happiness. I walk in the classroom happy as a lark. I couldn't wait to get there and share with them. And my students, there were about five in there. The moment I walked in, I didn't even get to put my book bag down. They hit me with, did you hear so-and-so commit suicide? One of our students who had been coming to class, a student that I often joke around with, a student who liked to joke around, and I always joke back with them. I don't reprimand them. I joke back with them first and get to know them, you know, the whole building rapport thing. Then later, if they get out of hand with it, then I will reprimand them in front of everyone. Because, hey, if you want to joke in front of everybody, I'll reprimand you in front of everybody. But not in a negative way. I'm saying that, like, nicely. I'll reprimand them. They won't even know they were reprimanded, right? But, and it's easy to do with kids these days because parents don't reprimand a lot of these kids at home. So when I do it, they don't even know what happened to them. But, wow, it's amazing because, yeah, and they hit me with that, and in a long discussion. And so I just know that these young people, they do need, you know, to hear from people like you. So thank you for doing what you do.
Amen. Amen. And you know, that's what's so amazing to me, and that's just why I love God so much, because it's just such a God thing, and it's just amazing. It's amazing to me. His grace is amazing to me, and it is truly His grace, only His grace, and it is all for His glory. And He know that He just found someone that is just crazy and foolish enough to do exactly what He says. That's my whole purpose and my motive. And I said before that obedience is addictive. The benefits of obedience is addictive. And not talking about material things, the spiritual things, His grace. His grace really is sufficient. You know, His grace, His mercy, you know, it's amazing to me. We can talk all day, Coach Lisa. We can. He is amazing. Wow. And I believe that if we all get to that place where we really experience a personal relationship with God, once it becomes so personal, no one can stray you to the right or to the left, because it's so personal. You don't know where He delivered me from. You know, my life wasn't perfect. No, I wasn't abused, you know, of any of those things, but I was a gambler. The enemy wanted to get me through gambling, you know. I'm like, where did that come from? My family didn't gamble.
But you know what?
My parents never gambled.
But you know what? It sounds to me like, yes, maybe you weren't abused by others, but it does sound like you may have been doing some self-abusing.
Yes, oh yes, a lot of it. A lot of premarital sex, a lot of it. Like, why did I start sex so early? My story is not that someone touched me and, you know, my body. That's not my story. I just did what I wanted to do, you know. And at the time, it was nothing to it, you know. And so now when I just kind of sit and I reflect back on my life, and it's like, wow, no one. And that's right. That is so right. I wasn't abused by anyone. I was abusing myself. That is so right. That's good. That's good, Coach Lisa. Because I'm telling you, I wrestle with that to this day, you know, and I listen to the stories of other women, and, you know, they have, and I'm like, that's not my story. No, I wasn't perfect. Oh, I have done some things, you know, but my story is not a story of abuse. I was raised, even though it wasn't my biological father, but I had a stepfather that came into my life at the age of 2. And a great man. He was a great man before he became a Christian, you know. So I didn't want for nothing. And I want to add this just to give God some glory in this of what obedience can do for you. Even though I was raised by my stepfather and he was a great father to me, I still had a void of my real father, biological father. I was on Inspired Overflow radio show last year. And it's a little bit more to the story than this, but my biological father heard me on the radio. And at that whole year, as I grew in God, I was thinking like, wow, I just want to know Him. You know, what would He think with me being this? So long story short, last year my husband and I moved, totally God thing. We moved. I moved right next door to my biological father.
Mm.
Today I'm living right next door to my biological father, who is a pastor. So, victory, my victory is real. God is real. Obedience is real and it's necessary. So I just want to say that obedience do bring blessings. If God tell you to do something, do it. We can't count the cost. If God says it, it's nothing to worry about. Whatever, it may hurt. It may not feel good. It may not be popular. But if God said it, it's a reason and there's purpose in it. His rewards of obedience is just amazing to me. I can just cry right now on this line. His rewards are so amazing spiritually. And I tell people all the time, you don't know yourself until you know God. Because that's He knows us. We don't know who we are. God had to tell me who I was. He has to tell us who we are. Because in the world, we are what people say we are, you know, and we kind of think that's who we are. When I came into knowing God and just to see the things that God has on the inside of me, it's amazing to me. him be ordained as a minister. October 2013, I was ordained as a minister. That's amazing to me.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And it's not me. If you knew my story, you know, if you knew the thing, if you knew the filthy things I've done and the filthy places I come from, he is amazing. And he saves us so that we can go from defeat to victory. He saves us so that he can process us. But we get saved and we let all these things and where we've been to kind of make us feel bad. But that's why he saved us. Now allow God to walk you through your defeat to victory.
And you know, that void that you were feeling, Simone, even though it might have been slight, the void you felt because your natural father wasn't there or your biological father wasn't in your life, and even though, you know, you maybe didn't dwell on it or focus on it, but it was a void nonetheless. And sometimes what we avoid can still become an issue. And so even though you may not, you know, feel like, okay, you weren't abused, or you don't know why you were promiscuous, you don't know why you, you know, wanted to get involved in things like that with, you know, with sex and other things, drugs, gambling, whatever, you know, it could have been. I'm not a psychologist. Yes, I've taken many courses in psychology and sociology and philosophy and all that other stuff that they make everyone take when you go to college, so I'm nobody special. When you go to college, those are the courses everybody's got to take for the most part, regardless of your major, you know, general type things. But I took those courses and I really read the book and I really read the chapters and I really did listen to the professors who were many times psychologists, psychiatrists, and what have you. But I say that to say that, you know, there could be some tie there that could have been what cause you to go down that road, so to speak. And the only reason I'm mentioning that is that in these high schools all over the USA, because that's where the largest bulk of the kids are. Now, I know there are churches out there who have a lot of youth. There are some churches that have thousands of youth. Some churches have three. But the schools, most schools, if not all of them, are filled with youth. And that's why I'm always trying to encourage people to take your message to the schools, because there's a ready-made audience for it. And especially now, I'm crying. I'm literally crying because enough of these messages are not getting to our schools. I go to the schools. That's what I do. I do a lot of career day type things there. And it breaks, and I'm close to 58. It breaks my heart. Those young girls there, and you know, Simone, because you were there yourself not too long ago. You were in high school, and you know what those, and you can imagine, even if it was 15 years ago, you know what those kids are up against every day. Mm-hmm. And for no voice to be there to tell them what you just told us about, you know, a void. You think you had a void. You think a lot of these kids have. If you had a void, they have a tsunami.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
And what they need to hear about your story, you know, so that they can know how to move forward. We are allowing these kids graduate school stuck, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be past the crying part and be upset about it shortly. On the verge of upsetness about what's happening to our young people in these at that grade level. Now, I'm not saying you have to go to the high school to get them. I don't care. Wait outside in the parking lot. I don't care. But we need to go somewhere. And if all of us who think we're coaches, okay, or we think we're trainers, whatever we think we are, if we're not hitting that age group, I'm sorry. Totally missing it. But anyway, I digress.
Yes. I understand. It's so serious. It's
serious. It's crucial.
Critical.
Thank you.
Condition, these babies. Yes.
It is.
Yes,
yes
it
is. All for the academics. Amen. Trust and believe me. I want, and I let them know, I want every student that I see, I want you getting straight A's. I don't want to hear that you got a C, because I know that that's just being average. And I know God created you well above average.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to do when I go talk to them, I want to get to the bottom of why you're settling for a C.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about students who are developmentally challenged. I'm not talking about that or challenged, you know, and I'm not talking about, everything being constant, you know, taking into consideration of all other variables, okay, if you can watch and tell me all about Scandal and all about Jay-Z and Beyonce and all these other people, if you can tell me their life story but can't tell me your own life story, I got an issue with that. I have an issue with that. You know what Beyonce want to do for her future and what books she wants to write and what songs she want to make, but you can't tell me what you want to write and what you want to do. I take issue with that.
Yes. Amen.
Picking on Beyonce, I like Beyonce as well as the next person, but I'm just using her. I tell my students, I use names like Beyonce and P. Diddy because those are the names I know. I don't know anything about them personally, but I know their names, and so that's what I use. But sometimes I use Justin Bieber because I finally learned his name. But I try to do Hannah Montana, but I think I got it right that time. But I was messing her name up so bad, and I was calling one guy Omicron, and my students would just crack up. But they knew I was talking about, I forget his name, but I think his name is, you probably know, I don't know, Orion or something like that. But anyway, he's been out, it's been a while now, but... Yes, so Simone, you're awesome. I think somebody has a question for you, though. So if they just raise their hand. So I've been talking, and I love talking to you. You're so easy to talk to. I so appreciate what you're doing. Your powerful, powerful book, From Defeat to Victory. Everyone needs to go and get that book, read about it, get your message out to the high schools. I hope you're going to the high. Do you go to the high schools where you live?
I don't go to the high schools, no. And
you're going to start, though, right?
Yes. Well, I say that my target, I don't know, God could do something else, is 25 and up. But I mentor women that I know are called to that age, teenagers, and that I don't believe that I'm particularly for teens.
Okay.
Because my age, Spiritual I'm Walking in Victory is 25 and up. But the way it's set up, I mentor, you know, and I help women that know they're called to the teenagers.
Gotcha. Same thing.
But it don't stop me from ministering to teenagers.
Great.
You know, I minister to everybody.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, the reason I said that because... You know, a lot of those 17-year-olds, you know they think they're 35, right? They act like they're 30.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Oh, okay.
It's a new generation.
Because the 18-year-olds ain't 18. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because the 10-year-olds acting like they're 20.
Yes.
Yeah. The 10-year-olds are engaging in things that 20-year-olds were engaging in back when I was.
Yes.
So people need to recognize that. When they say 18, you're really talking about an 8-year-old today, because the 8-year are you on Facebook? Do you see the way these 5-year-olds carry themselves? Do you see that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very seductive.
Yes.
Very seductive.
Yes. I get to the mothers because it's what they're seeing. You know, it's the parents that are raising these children. You know, so they're imitating what they see.
Who are 18? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We have five-year-olds, their mother may be 14, 15.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But
yeah, I see
God
it.
Is awesome. He is awesome,
Newark,
and he is working. You know,
I'm
say
in Newark,
that
New Jersey.
He is working.
Yeah, I see it every day. So, but I'm happy for people like yourself and others. And I know, Frederick, you're on the line. If you have a question or comment for Miss Simone or others, if you're on, if you have a question or comment for her or for myself or any over anything that you've said, you have a question, comment, outburst. So,
and I'll just add real quick before the question, if they do, if you're listening, if you're interested in purchasing my book, From Defeat to Victory, friend me on Facebook or go to my author's page and send me a message and send me your information, and I can send you a PAL invoice, and you can pay $10 today. That way you don't pay the shipping and handling on Amazon.
Awesome. Awesome.
So just inbox me that you're interested.
Awesome. You're going to save some money. Awesome, awesome. And we have, I just want to play something just to remind everybody about this wonderful, wonderful network. So listen up, everybody.
Welcome to a new and refreshing way for Christians to enjoy social media, the Christian Social Network. Our site has been developed with the purpose of connecting like-minded people in a safe environment. We're a Christian alternative to other websites. We offer a clean, family-oriented social network experience, Christian Social Network, building a social network to connect God's kingdom worldwide.
All right, and you can go to Christian Social Network by going to www.mycsn, that's Charles Sandy Nancy, .org, mycsn.org. Go there, create your site, create your page, and connect with many people around the world with a Christian background. Awesome, awesome. Promote your business. You can sign up for the free account, or you can sign up for the paid account and get a lot more features. But it's great and it's wonderful. And Simone, thank you. Let's see if there's any hands, any questions, if you have any questions. If not, well, we are going to go on with the rest of the day and move away from this show, but it's been great. It's been real. We thank you so much, Simone, for coming on and sharing your journey with us. Wow.
Yes,
what a testimony you have. Oh, my God. What an awesome, awesome story, testimony, and the work. Oh, my God. I was on your powerful website watching the women that you've been impacting, the people that you've been working with, beautiful website. I was on there. I saw your coaching information. For those of you who are looking for coaching and mentoring, she has that on her page as well. So you can get her book on her website. You can reach her on Facebook. We are so grateful that you could come and spend time and hang out here on All About Entrepreneurs with myself and Coach Cassandra today and all of our wonderful, powerful audience that tune in Monday through Friday to this broadcast. And for those of you, I hope you were empowered today. I hope you have been inspired, and I hope you even been stirred up a bit. You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, get stirred up so we can get out there. I mean, people need you. Somebody's life is hanging in the balance, waiting for your message, waiting for your testimony, for your story. You may not think it's much, but it's a lot. It could save a life, can empower another youth or a senior or middle-aged person or a person at any age. It may turn some company around. It may help some entrepreneur keep going. You know, you never know somebody in ministry. It may just help them on their way. Your message, your story, your gifts that God has given you, whatever he's given you, whether it's one or 101 or 1,001, he gives to every man or woman according to his several abilities. So whatever ability God gives you according to your abilities. So if he gave you one, don't get upset that you don't have what somebody else has. You don't have their ability. If he gave you 15 and you're mad because you got so much to do, no, just know, if God gave it to you, as Simone said, it's not that you just ran out and was getting some stuff, but if God gave it to you, and you know he did, then he gave you the ability to do it. Don't worry about that someone else has one and why you got all this. It's what he gave you. Do it. I love that what you stressed about the obedience. As we know, the Word of God says it's better than sacrifice. All right? So it's better to be obedient because God requires it. He expects it. And as Simone has told us, he even rewards us for it. So I love the scriptures that you said, your some of your favorites. Also some of my favorites, Matthew 6:33, my all-time favorite, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, and so many others. And so, yes, God is so great. So, yes, your talents, your gifts, I hope they were stirred up today, whether you have your own business or whether you are helping an entrepreneur or whether you're working for someone else and you're thinking about starting a business. It's all good. We're all going in the same direction. And so we're all headed toward the future no matter what, unless you want to get stuck in today. And I don't think you want to enjoy today. Absolutely. We want to get the most out of it, right? We're going to do everything we can with what we have in front of us. But you need to know that God is on your side. He's on your side. He's pulling for you. He's rooting for you to reach your victory. And you have people like Simone with her powerful story of how you are going to be victorious no matter what. The end of the story has already been written. Okay? He said, from beginning to end, I knew you before you were even in your mama's womb. So there's no surprises to God. When we go out and screw up and mess up and get jacked up, God is not scratching his head going, I wonder what happened to her. I wonder what happened to him. Why did he do that? No, he knew from the beginning how you were going to end up. And he's watching and ordering every single step. So we just thank God for all that he's doing. We thank him for your life and for what he's doing with you, Simone, and what he's doing with everyone on this line. Everyone that has been summoned to this broadcast, God has you here for a reason. He has you here for a purpose. You may not understand it right now, but there's a greater purpose than just you turning on a radio dial and listening to some music on your way to work. There's a purpose that you are connected to this broadcast with these particular hosts, Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. There's a purpose. And the guests, every single guest that we've had on this broadcast has all been purposeful. Every single one since this broadcast has started, six and a half years now, every single one, there's a purpose. So you can go back and listen to any of our archives. Yes, there are many archives where there was no guest. There was a message. But every single one, there's a purpose behind it. All right? So enjoy the rest of your day. If Coach could, and thank you again, Simone Yancey, our awesome, beautiful guest for today, powerful woman. You can go find her on Facebook, Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, Yancey, Y-A-N-C-Y. Connect with her. Amen. You can Google her, Simone Yancey. Type in the name of her book, From Defeat to Victory. Put the number two to victory, and you will have the right Simone, because there's always somebody. Facebook taught us how many people are out there with our names, right? I know some of you were like me, thought, oh, nobody has the name Lalisa. I never heard of that. Until I hit Facebook, there are several Lalisas in the world. But Facebook has definitely shown us that there are more people with our names than we ever can imagine. And Google, too. Just Google yourself sometimes and see what's out there. You'd be surprised. So, yes, we know how to get in touch with Simone. But, again, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Now, Friday, we don't have a set guest. So whoever calls in and wants to share something, you're going to be our guest for tomorrow. So don't forget to tune back in, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. Call in 347-945-7991. Don't forget the teleshow coming up. Don't forget our other seminars and webinars. Don't forget our women's conference. Mark the date. Pay because the price goes up. Our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. International Association, that's one thing. But our conference is the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo happening downtown Newark at the brand new Marriott on Broad Street. There's but one. So it's the one on Broad Street in Newark, New Jersey. You can register. Come spend the whole weekend in New Jersey. Hang out in New York. Get your ticket. Get your plane ticket now. You'll get a nice low price. Get your ticket early. Fly in. We got people flying in from St. Louis. Cassandra's coming. People are coming from Cleveland, coming from Atlanta, Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut. They're coming from Boston. They're coming from all over. Shay and Trevor are going to be speaking. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, many of you know her. She wrote for Essence Magazine for over 25 years. We got Stephanie D. Burrows. Oh, my God. Wait till you hear this powerhouse. We've had many, many powerhouses are speaking at that event, and people are contacting me every day. I want to be one of your speakers at the event. There's not enough day for all the speakers, but you want to get there because, you know, we're moving forward. We'll have other powerful events. It's the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And guess what? Here's a little known secret. It's not just for women. Men are coming, too. Men have come every year. It's our third annual. The flyers are on Facebook. There's an event page on Facebook. If you want to go, I can invite you to the event page. That's where we post about the vendor opportunity. We have about two tables left, vendor tables left. So if you're interested in a vendor table, contact me. We are going to have a great time. I may sell out of tickets this Sunday because I'll be at a major event in Newark, and I will be selling my tickets. The reason I'm going to have a vendor table at that event is to sell my tickets, so you don't want to wait. The room only holds about 150 people. Once that room fills up, we will not be able to sell any more tickets, so you don't want to miss out. Get your seat. Shay and Trevor, Dr. Grant, Stephanie D. Burrows, Maura Fitch, Washington, Marianne Kotchett, myself. I'm speaking this year. This will be the first year that I've spoken at that event. Normally I'm hosting or running around doing 50 million 11 things, but this will be the first year I'll actually be speaking at my own event. So I can't wait. I can't wait, but I usually do that when I do events. I bring in other speakers, and then around the third or fourth event, I will speak. So now we're on year three. This is my year. I will be speaking this year. So, everyone, get ready, get ready, get ready. Yay! I'm excited. If Coach Cassandra was here, you know what she would tell you. So I'm going to tell you for her. You are to go and make sure that you have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. And we'll see you back tomorrow. Be blessed, everyone. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your.com.
www.christian-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blue.